there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. As promised, we have taken on phase three of the Scuba Radio World Tour to Dominica. Now I'm with the Scuba Cowboy. We are in Dominica. At the end of our stay, it has flown by way too fast. But once again, the Nature Island has come through big time for us as far as adventure. Are you with me on this, pup?
That's an understatement. That's all I can say, because adventure is only the beginning. It should be part of Dominica's name. I think that's what the A at the end stands for, because there's so many other things besides adventure. Just getting to there. The very first dive. Very first dive we're talking about here. Two seahorses and a frogfish. First dive in Dominica. Who gets that? Where do you go in the world where you can get that kind of excitement on your first dive down? Once again, the reefs are absolutely spectacular as usual. Beautiful, healthy. They're down here getting rid of the lionfish. Not only are they getting rid of it, you can eat it at the local restaurant. Or if you're really lucky like us, you can have a great friend who makes you a ceviche.
That's right. Our buddy Simon from the Water Sports Association has been one of our hosts here on the Nature Island. And yes, all that stuff has happened once again. I mean, you know, it's been a couple years since we've been out here for Dive Fest, and you know, everything has gotten a little bit better, but the good things have not changed. And what I'm talking about is the world-class diving and the adventure that you have available to you when you want to head out and do something on your surface interval. Man, Dominica comes through big time when it comes to that. Now, I got to bring in Tiffany and Callie, our mermaids, for this little adventure, because this is their first time to Dominica. And Tiffany, I know we talked it up big time, you know, when we were in Ceiba and we were in Nevis. And even before then, I was telling you about, you know, finishing off our little world tour adventure here in Dominica was going to change your life and make you a big fan. Are you now or what?
Absolutely. It has more than passed my expectations for the as far as the trip was going to go. And you actually, I thought maybe you were talking up a little bit too much and I was going to be a little disappointed, but there was no letdown whatsoever. And now my life has been irrevocably changed forever.
Yes, and it may be, this could be, the you know, the research you needed to do when you get, you know, when you decide to get hitched. You know, this might be one of the places that you want to come and maybe have a honeymoon or what?
This is not the Bachelorette.
No, if they haven't done the Bachelorette here yet, they will soon. Simon, have they? Have they
not
done
yet,
the?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, no. It's going to happen. Trust me. Now, Callie's with me as well, and she's been conducting this, you know, Bachelorette research and stuff as well, you know, for her future. When she finds that special someone that she wants to share her life with, I have a feeling it could be Dominica is the place where she, you know, plans a honeymoon or maybe a wedding landscape or what. All right, come on, Callie. Are you with me on this or what?
I don't know why you're so stuck on us getting
because
married.
Dominica is such a romantic place to be after all the stuff we did today, especially topside up at the hot springs and Trafalgar, Florida. It's some kind of falls. I'll get the name right here soon. But we went to T2 Gorge, which is where they filmed, you know, scenes from Pirates of the Caribbean, right?
Yeah.
Orlando Bloom, yeah. It wasn't Jack Sparrow. It wasn't Johnny Depp for Tiffany here. What, Callie?
It was amazing, but I think you're getting a little ahead of yourself.
Why? What do you mean?
I'm not getting married anytime soon.
Oh, that's what they always say. These young mermaids, they have no idea. All it takes is some young, you know, studly guy, you know, that looks kind of like me and younger, a younger version of me will come in and sweep them off their feet. Right, Tiff?
No comment.
Okay, exactly. All right, we'll just leave that alone for now. Well, but obviously they're having a great time, and I knew they would. And that's why we brought them, you know, to bring them along, put them in the mermaid tails, take them to some of the sites here at Dominica, get some great pictures. It'll show up at scubaradio.com very, very soon. And you know, next time maybe you can join us when we come out here, or just, you know, schedule a little trip on your own to come out here to the Nature Island and experience what they have below the water as well as above. Now, Simon is the man, he's a man with a mission to share this joy of the island with the world. Right, Simon?
Yeah, that's what we've been talking the last few weeks on Scuba Radio and talking up Dominica and talking about how much fun. And what's amazing to me is every time you guys come out here, we do something different, but it's always a lot of fun. You guys definitely enjoy it. I know you up the Trafalgar.
Yes, that's right. Trafalgar Falls.
It's quite easy. Trafalgar Falls.
Yeah, but not for me.
You went to Titu Gorge. You pronounced that well as well.
Yeah.
Guys had a great time sort of swimming up that entire narrow gorge against the current. You get to the back and sunlight's filtering in from the top, and there's waterfalls at the back, and yeah, I mean, that's a special place, right?
It is. Now, in the scene from Pirates of the Caribbean, we'll paint that picture for you, is that scene where they're wrapped up in a ball cage of bones or something. It falls into this gorge, it breaks apart, and they swim through this little river channel, and that's what Titu Gorge is, right?
Exactly. So the ball falls in, as you said, breaks up, they're swimming out, and as they're swimming out, all the, you know, Carib Indians come over, although we call them the Kalinago.
We call them cruise tourists.
Yeah, they were cannibals, so they were on the top, all sort of lined up along the edge of the gorge and throwing spears as they dramatically kind of swam out of the gorge.
Yeah, so we had some cruisers that we were, you know, on the front of the wave, and so when we went into Titu Gorge, we went up this waterfall and came back, and we kind of had to fight through those Carib Indians or cruisers. It was kind of like we were living the movie, Simon.
Well, I actually met one of the pirates from the film when he was here, and I met him at a bar in town, and I said, you know, what were you shooting today? What was going on? He said, oh, we're up the gorge. I said, cool. He said, no, man, it was freezing. We were up there for like 8 hours, and they had to keep like evacuating us from the gorge and giving us hot drinks and rubbing our bodies down and then sending us back up for a reshoot. And he said, oh, man. But he said it was cool. So.
Yeah, well, you know, it's that fresh mountain water. You know, it comes right out of there. You know, they have 365 rivers and lakes here in Dominica. It's crazy. Like a different river or lake for each day of the year, they say, according to the marketing material I read.
Yeah, that's what we say. But as you see, Greg, you know, on the way to my house tonight, what do? We stop by the side of the road, and I fill up my 5-gallon water jug because fresh spring water is just shooting out of the mountain on the way. And that's where every day we go, and we fill up 5-gallon jugs, and that's what we drink every day. There's just water,
you know,
everywhere.
It is bizarre that you're in the, you know, deep in the Caribbean here, and Dominica has more fresh water than, I guess, any other island out there. I mean, it's crazy. But, yeah, he pulls her along the side of the road. He says, hey, I got to fill out my jug. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm getting my drinking water. And like, hey, wait a minute. I want to see this. And literally, there's just a bamboo chute sticking in the side of the mountain that just has a steady stream of clear water coming out of it. And you just fill up your thing and you're good to go.
24 hours a day, I filled my 5-gallon jug in, what, about a minute and a half?
Yeah, that was impressive. But we need that at home. That'd save us a lot on bottled water back in Florida.
A lot of plastic bottles. Yes. A lot of plastic bottles. That's why we're the Nature Island, though, because we refill our bottles, and it's all straight there from the mountain.
Yeah, and you know, Simon not only talks the talk, he walks the walk. Now, we are literally sitting on his porch here on the Nature Island in Dominica. We've just had some world-class ceviche. And I can say that because we had some a couple weeks ago at Nevis with the chef from the Four Seasons, and that was really amazing ceviche. But I got to say, this lionfish stuff you just cooked up, it's right up there, buddy. You might have a second career ahead of you.
Right up there with the Four Seasons.
The Four Seasons.
And my price was right, right?
Your price was perfect. Anyway, so...
Actually, you know what I'm enjoying, Greg, is I'm sitting here watching the mermaids. They have discovered one of our local fruits called soursop, which my wife Wendy broke open for them. And
yes.
they are like licking the plate. I mean, they're just down here, faces in this soursop, sucking up that soursop. I guess they have become, as the song says, pup,
sucking soursop.
They are island girls, yeah.
That's right. That's what they do. What, you like this, Tiff, or what?
Yeah, or as you would say, stick it in your mouth and suck it.
That's what you do. Could be a song. Sucking on Sour Sap in Dominica.
Oh, I thought what Tiffany said was going to be the song I was going to say. That might
well,
be,
that is a song that I always tell them. Okay. Anyway, you just pull this right out of your garden right here off the porch, right?
Yeah, we're going to cut open the papaya next, and they'll taste papaya and, you know, getting them acclimatized. But it's been actually fun because I've always seen how enthusiastic Scuba Cowboy's been about Dominica. And every time at DEMA, he's like, he rugby tackles me down and he's like, when are we coming to Dominica? We got to come back. And we're always talking about getting you guys back. And I know how much you truly love Dominica. But it's really fun to see the mermaids come down. New mermaids.
It's fun to bring the mermaids to Dominica and watch them eat. All right, well, we'll take a break, and I'll get smacked around a little bit during the commercial break, and we'll come back with more from the Nature Island, Dominica, on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
The dive pros at the DEMA show know, and now you do too. Dominica's Fort Young Hotel is offering a DEMA dive show getaway. 5 days of diving, marine park fees, daily full breakfast, transfers, $50 resort credit, and 7 nights at the luxurious Fort Young Hotel for as low as $1063. From whales to waterfalls, Dominica has it all. A diver's paradise even non-divers will appreciate when staying at the Fort Young Hotel. Go to FortYoungHotel.com and book your DEMA dive getaway to Dominica now. That's FortYoungHotel.com.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year.
Light and Motion,
consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum.
Light and Motion,
100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989.
Light and Motion.
Tomorrow's technology today.
Light and Motion.
Look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion. On the web at lightandmotion.com.
Making 9 knots, I should have been in Fiji in less than a week. Well, the first piece of land I saw wasn't Fiji, was it? No. No, it was here, this island.
Cause no matter where we go, Dominica will always be our home. Some may venture near and far, but when you look up in the sky,
yes, he has indeed. Greg the Dive Master here on the Nature Island with the Scuba Cowboy, our mermaids Tiffany and Callie. I'm hanging with Simon Walsh from the Water Sports Association on his deck. And, you know, he overlooks the water here in Dominica. You know, it's solar power. He's very, you know, like I said, he talks the talk, he walks the walk. You got all these sour sap plants and papayas and God knows what else growing right off your porch here. And then you bring some lionfish back from your day of dive, and you're good. You're pretty much good to go year round, aren't you, Simon?
Yeah, we're almost self sufficient. We got lionfish is now our main protein. Breakfast, lionfish pancakes. Lunch, lionfish sandwich.
Really? Is that how it goes? That sounds interesting. So, and I assume that brings Izzy over quite a bit, then, right? Izzy is his partner in crime here on Dominica. And, you know, we're going to talk some whale stuff with both these guys here in just a bit. But is it what is your favorite? Is it the lionfish pancakes that brings you over or what there, Izzy?
I go nowhere where lionfish is on the menu, thanks. If you got to open our freezer, there's fish cakes, there's fillets, there's whole fish. I'm not coming here to eat lionfish. Thank you very much.
Yes, he would like a steak if he could get one. But these guys are, you know, they're attacking the lionfish here in Dominica the best way they know how, and that is to spear them. And they were nice enough to allow us to come down and experience that activity with them. First time, believe it or not, that I've had the opportunity to go spear lionfish myself. No. The first one I missed, pup. What, Callie?
You are really bad. I'm way better.
Oh, be quiet. She knows nothing. She knows. Just get back to your soursop and start sucking. Anyway, so look, these lionfish, you know, they've invaded the Caribbean big time. Every island is dealing with them. And the best way we're finding here now, and you guys are kind of on the cutting edge of this, is going out there and getting the divers are going out and spearing them as best they can and keeping them off the big reefs, the best reefs, yeah. Reefs for diving, right?
Yeah. So you probably noticed on some of the sites you dove, you saw almost no lionfish.
Right.
Because those sites are you know, are some of our very good sites, but they're also dived very frequently. So we're doing the Dominica Water Sports Association, all the dive masters from you know, all the dive shops that you dive with, the dive masters are out there every day killing 1, 2, 3, 4, and keeping the lionfish population completely under control. And then yesterday we all went out, as you said, and we dove a site that's not dove that much, and it's not hunted rarely at all, and you saw the difference between a maintained site. So, I mean, you know, Izzy and I now have killed, we're probably close to 8,000 lionfish between the two of us.
Unbelievable. Yeah. 8,000 lionfish. You think that's an accurate number there, Izzy?
Very accurate.
Because they're in your freezer? Is that a good deal?
I keep track of, I keep a tally of numbers that we're catching and killing.
Do you think you're having an impact, at least as far as keeping them off the reef is obviously a positive thing for those, you know, those very popular and beautiful dive sites that you, you know, host divers, you know, day in and day out here in Dominica. But do you think overall that it's having an impact otherwise as far as on the other marine life, or do we know?
Recently, a paper was published, like in the last 3 days, showing that repeated and controlled killing on reefs does have an impact on that kind of thing. We've been saying it for a couple of years now, but now it's official. So, yeah, keeping the numbers down is, you know, it's assisting in stopping this invasion in one way.
Yeah, I would imagine, you know, from what you're telling me, that's similar to like an MPA, a Marine Protected Area. You go in there, you set up a place where it's no take. Maybe in this sense, it's, you know, we take out the lionfish out of this area. Now, the lionfish may be everywhere else, but there's an area where they're being beaten back, where the other fish have an opportunity to, you know, maintain a normal life cycle or something, and maybe they can recover from that attack on other reefs, you think, Simon?
Yeah,
could that be?
You don't do as much hunting as we've been doing over the last couple of years, and without having an idea of what's really happening down there. And there's absolutely no doubt that the areas that we're hunting is we are beating them back, you know, and we're definitely doing a good thing. Everyone that's hunting on the sites is creating an area where the biodiversity can be really rich. But we have absolutely no illusion that we are having a dent on the lionfish population in the country of Dominica, because all you're doing is controlling your defined areas where you're diving. But we dive up and down the coast. We do all sorts of things and go places where people don't normally dive, and it's scary. It's a really, really scary thing to behold. But, you know, you have to look at it and say it's not all bad. You know, we've managed to get local fishermen in Dominica into the market. So local fishermen now are catching, killing, and selling to the restaurants. Restaurants now literally can't keep enough lionfish, and they're out there calling us and saying we need 30 pounds, 40 pounds, calling fishermen. They call us and say, okay, we just got 55 pounds from Biosh. And, I mean, it's on the menu. Everybody's eating it. So on that side of things, you say, okay, there's a flip side to it.
Right.
And if you can control your dive sites and you say, right, we're going to allow these rich biodiverse areas to exist by what we do, And the other areas, yes, they're going to be a little bit out of control. And yes, your diversity of edible fish is going to, you know,
be affected
so that you're mainly catching lionfish. But, you know, that's the reality, and we have no choice. We're not going to beat them back. We're not going to win the battle. All we can do is pick and say this is where we want to go and fight this war. And, you know, you guys saw it yesterday. I mean, honestly, you guys, all joking aside, were a good team yesterday. We went out and
yeah, I'm already known as the lobster slayer. Could we add lionfish later to that after what you saw?
You may now add pseudo baby lionfish slayer to you.
Okay, what? Pseudo baby? Those were big mothers.
It's official.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll just take what I can get. Yeah, you know, but it is. It's a lot.
I didn't manage to catch. I mean, I got to give Scuba Cowboy credit. He was out there and he was, you know, and there's two sides to killing lionfish, right? It's being efficient and killing a lionfish, but also don't damage the reef. I mean, the reason we're out there to kill lionfish is to protect our coral reefs. So
you've
got to be very careful. You're not kicking the reef and shooting sponges and things like that. And I give Scuba Cowboy credit, but I pointed my camera, my Sea Life camera, at him four times to film. I got to get, you know, killing him. Every time I pointed the camera at him, he totally choked in the lionfish.
He choked under pressure.
I stopped filming him because it wasn't good for the lionfish control that we were trying to do.
Yeah. No, I only missed two. From what I remember.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you mean?
What?
No.
Are you kidding
me? Yeah, no, I'm not. It's the truth.
No.
Show me the video. Show me the video.
That's not what the lionfish remember.
Really? I you know what? I'm going with lionfish slayer as well as lobster slayer. And I tell you, it is a blast. And man, are those things tasty. We'll share Simon's ceviche lionfish recipe next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Craig the Dive Master. We are in Dominica, hanging out with Simon Walsh from the Water Sports Association. We're on his deck. We've just feasted on ceviche lionfish after I slayed him. I slayed along with the Scuba Cowboy, even though evidently he chokes when you shoot video and you're trying to do it. What's up with that?
I don't know. Apparently, I did. I did definitely miss a few, which happens, of course.
I only missed two.
Well, I don't know how many
more than
I
two.
Missed, but I know I killed three times as many as you did, so that's the important thing.
Okay.
But really, I think the important thing here really is that Dominica and certainly Simon and Izzy have set a model, I believe, for other islands to follow. I mean, and even the government that I know Simon has talked to us on the sideline about, you know, rather than, you know, plowing through all the red tape, they said, yes, absolutely, on scuba, carry a spear, kill only lionfish, because this is a problem. They allow you to do that right away. These guys got down there. They immediately created a demand in the local economy and in the restaurants and stuff and said, hey, this is great tasting. You really need to try this. Look at this. This has happened. This is two guys that spawned this whole process here, and they've actually had an effective control of the lionfish simply by their efforts. That's a phenomenal story, and I think it's something that the other islands should model after.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Now, we filmed a lot of this, you know, I filmed Simon catching some lionfish and using his special contraption that he's made to bag these things quickly and efficiently, which actually makes it a little bit more viable as far as a possible business for divers or fishermen in the area. So we're going to get into that in just a bit. And that recipe for lionfish ceviche. Are you willing to share, Simon?
I am willing to share, although the true chefs out there, now that you've sort of put me on the level of the Four Seasons chef,
right?
True chefs will scoff that I call this ceviche because I add tropical ingredients. But I'm totally willing to share it.
Okay, well, hang tight. We're going to take a quick break, do our Divers Alert Network safety tip, and then we'll be back with that and much, much more from the nature island, Dominica, on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio safety tip number 38. When preparing for a night dive, it is not necessary to exchange your wetsuit for a suit of armor.
If you're referring to the incident with the dragon, I was barely involved.
However, feel free to use the term underwater jousting as opposed to spearfishing to impress your dive buddies.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a friggin' idiot?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for a real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And here in the studio, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. And call me a psychic, but I think today's topic might be an easy one for you, Doc.
Uh-oh. Why is that?
I thought we'd talk about choosing a first aid kit.
Yeah, I think I can help with that.
Okay, we're laughing. But I'm betting there are a few aspects of it folks haven't thought about. Just about everyone I know has a first aid kit of some sort, just like I do. But I'll bet most of us rarely sit down and actually think about what it should contain.
And that's not unusual. In fact, really, it's only natural. First aid kits tend to come pre-packaged, and so it's just assumed the kit will have what it's supposed to have.
But supposed to is a relative term, isn't it?
I'd say more like an incomplete term. What any kit should contain largely depends on the setting in which it will be used and the problems you anticipate having to solve.
That can get complicated in a hurry.
Now, it's not that complicated. Just another example of how a little thought can have big benefits.
Okay, so where do we start?
Start general and somewhere in line with your needs and skills. If you want just a few Band-Aids handy, you can get a very basic first aid kit that contains really only just that. Band-Aids. Some gauze and maybe some antibiotic cream. You might even want to get a couple of kits to store in different places. You know, one for the house, one for the car, that sort of thing.
Surely you need more than that though, right?
Well, that's the start. I do recommend everyone have a good all-purpose first aid kit, and these are generally considered the next step up from the basic. In them, you'll find tools that will cover the range of scenarios from illnesses to cuts to burns and bites and rashes. A pretty wide variety.
Should you just start there?
Probably a better idea is to keep a good all-purpose first aid kit stocked in a central location, with several smaller supplemental basic ones stashed in handy places.
What about dive-specific first aid kits?
In that case, I would suggest having a solid all-purpose first aid kit as your base, and then supplement it as necessary with diving-specific considerations.
For example?
For example, you may want to ensure the kit has tools for dealing with hazardous marine life injuries. A lot of first aid kits will have the tweezers we recommend for moving things like spines and debris, but you may find you need to add a razor for shaving the area or a hot pack in case you don't have hot water to soak it. You may want to add a small bottle of vinegar or a syringe for irrigating a wound. A lot of divers have taken to adding resuscitation masks to their repertoire, as well as an extra pair of gloves to protect them if they have to lend assistance.
So what you're saying is set a good, solid basis and customize from there.
Exactly. It doesn't take much.
Didn't I see something about that in Alert Diver?
Yes, you sure did. You can read all about it at alertdiver.com, and we've even got some suggestions on customizing your kits for various activities.
What else do we need with our first aid kits?
The knowledge to use them. Don't forget that even the most extensive first aid kit isn't going to be very effective if you don't know how to use the contents within it. If you're going to invest in a first aid kit, take the time to invest in some training as well.
You know, if you take a minute to think about what you need, it really isn't that complicated, is it?
Nope. Most first aid kits are intended to provide basic first aid, and it's called basic for a reason.
No psychic skills required. Sometimes you just need a Band-Aid, and sometimes you need a bit more. First aid kits come in a variety of shapes and sizes, and everyone should have one on hand. Take a minute to think about what you need, and then take another to make sure you know how to use it. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here in Dominica on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're hanging out on Simon's porch. Simon Walsh from the Water Sports Association, one of our hosts here, you know, in Dominica while we're diving and enjoying some of the topside activities. And by the way, his son Andrew is here. Andrew, say hi.
Hi.
You know, last time we were on the island, Andrew and one of our mermaids, I think it was Alicia, hit it off really well. Are you still keeping in touch with her?
No, not really.
Okay, well, she's dead to us then. Forget it. But I brought two new mermaids for you, Andrew. What do you think?
I could get to know them, I guess, yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, good. So, you know, we're going to get this kid through puberty and then some. Actually, I think he's had, like, double puberty. He's, like, 3 feet taller since the last time we saw him. But it's good to see you again, Andrew. Okay, buddy?
By the way, I'd like to point out that he is 15 years old and 6 feet four, and that's basically due to the lionfish diet.
Yes, that's the lionfish ceviche that Simon has cooked up for us this evening. Now, okay, so share the recipe with the world. You know, if you know this is a tasty fish, these lionfish, you can obviously cook it up anyway, grill it, poach it, you know, bake it, whatever you want to do. But ceviche, ooh, that's this raw kind of sushi thing going on is really a great way to do it. Kind of like a conch salad thing of what they would do in the Bahamas. You got something going on with the lionfish. Is that a fair comparison?
Yeah, I mean, look, this, you know, like all recipes, ceviche is a very traditional recipe that I think is Peruvian. And it's only these ingredients and these ingredients alone. So we'll call this Dominica ceviche or tropical.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so it's not really your recipe. You're not going to take full credit?
It's totally my recipe. This is actually one I made up tonight. I mean, every time it's a little bit different.
But okay.
It's lionfish.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Right.
Ginger. And then tonight I have put pineapple in it because I actually really like it with mango. But it's not mango season, so I put pineapple in it. Cilantro, which actually we use a local thing called Shadow Benny, which tastes very much like cilantro.
Okay.
Lemon and or lime. So if you're in the States, maybe you can't get lime.
And that's what actually cooks the fish so you can eat it, right? The lemon and the lime? Isn't that what does it? The acid in the lemons and lime?
The aficionados would say it's actually not cooked. But yeah, anyway, so...
acid cooked.
Yeah, it's acid cooked, yeah. Exactly. So you put it in, and if you put mango, which is really sweet, then I think you need lime because the lime's a bit tartar. Okay. Today I had pineapple, so I kind of actually did it with a tangerine kind of weird hybrid thing that grew somewhere, and it's like a tangerine-y, limey, but any kind of citrus will work. Okay, so we got ginger, mango, pineapple, cilantro, lemon or lime, lots of black pepper, scallions or sweet onion, salt. You can put in, we have something we call seasoning peppers, but any kind of pepper will work. And then if you want a little hot sauce, we put in our Bello hot sauce, which is like a Tabasco, one or two drops of that, gives it a little kick.
Right. Bam!
Let it soak about 10
got
minutes.
An emerald thing going
and
on
then
there.
What happens after it soaks about 10 minutes, you bring it out onto the porch, and it's eaten so fast, the chef doesn't even get to try his own creation.
Exactly. Well, I'm sorry about that. It was, you know.
For that one.
Yeah. I think it was a little bit of all our team, including the mermaids. But yeah, tasty stuff. If you have not had the opportunity to try lionfish, you need to figure out a way to go get some on your own. Help out the reef in your local area if they're having a lionfish issue. They're, you know, like we are in Florida. We're having it in Florida and all through the Caribbean. It's definitely a tasty fish, and as it becomes more popular in that regard, that can only mean good things, hopefully, with the reef. Which, by the way, let's get back to that, because obviously that's the main draw that gets us to Dominica time in and time out. I mean, with all the places I've been around the world, Dominica definitely stands out as some of the best diving in the world, hands down, especially on a trip that we have done, you know, for the last 3 weeks where we spent time in Nevis, Saba, St. Kitts. You know, they got great diving, but there's a little something extra in Dominica as far as the diving. Maybe it's because it's a little bit more remote or you guys have protected it. But, man, the things, you know, like like Andrew here, they grow bigger. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. There's something in the water here in Dominica. The barrel sponges are...
You're living those things.
Yeah, it's insane how big some of the barrel sponges here are going on in Dominica. And like Pup said earlier, the first dive, these pinnacles that we dove right off the coast, we had a couple lion, or I mean,
seahorses,
right, and frogfish right away. And we saw some of those in our trip in Ceiba, but we didn't really see that bam on this on the first dive and, you know, together like that. So it's very condensed. I don't know if it's, you know, because, you know, Dominica is a very, very volcanic island and has more volcanic activity than supposedly, what, any other island in the world or something like that, Simon? What's going on there?
Yeah, for its size, I mean, it's apparently nine or ten active volcanoes on the island, although they're not active like Hawaii, where that kind of lava is piling into the sea, but they are, from a volcanic perspective, active. But, of course, we actually don't really have, you know... But
no lava flows and things like that.
You go down to the beach right in Sufria underneath my house here and dig your feet 2 inches into the sand, and your sand's so hot you've got to pull your foot out. You know, right on the beach, because it's just...
You go snorkeling at Champagne, see the volcanic vents.
That's right. It's like diving through a glass of champagne right here in Dominica. We'll talk about that and more right after the break. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
I'm not actually the diver. I'm the pup man. I have a friend who does the diving.
Is your friend experienced?
Well, he's been underwater half his life. He used to be a lifeguard in a car wash.
So dive, dive, dive. We twist it up inside. Don't come up to fill your cup or you make it to the other side. Dive, dive, dive. Let your conscience be your guide. Life's a mess and there's too much stress. You gotta take it all in stride. Just dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master with my buddy, the Scuba Cowboy, singing away there. From one of his many scuba tune CDs. You can check it out, thescubacowboy.com. Now, you know, I'm sitting here with Simon and Izzy here from the Water Sports Association here in Dominica. And you know, let's just back up. We started talking about the dives we did when we came here and how phenomenal, you know, the underwater life is. But let's just kind of back up over our itinerary when it comes to the diving. Yes, Izzy.
Turn around.
Yeah.
Look at the sky.
Look at the sky.
Tell me what you see.
Off the deck of Simon's little house here.
Simon's deck. It can be anywhere in Dominica.
Anywhere in Dominica. I mean, it's this is magical. I mean, you just look out there and just every star you can see is just like blinding you. I don't see a moon, but not yet. It's hiding right now. We're behind the moon. But what'd you say? I don't know. What'd you say, Izzy?
The moon isn't high enough to be seen right now.
Oh, it isn't high. I thought he said we're behind the moon. I'm like, you know, we're having a little bit of rum punch.
We're high enough to see the moon.
Yes, that's it happens.
Take that as you read it.
Exactly. It's an amazing view. That's what you're getting at.
Yeah.
Right?
No light pollution, just nature.
Exactly.
The night sky and all you see is stars.
Yeah, you know, you come to a place like Dominica, and one of the things I love about the liveaboards that we do, that we get out there in the middle of the ocean, you shut down the lights on the boat, and yeah, you got a starry night. Well, you got that on land here in Dominica, so it's a little best of both worlds in that regard. But let's back up once again to go back to our itinerary once we got here, because we did have a really... a busy schedule. We had a very limited amount of time here in Dominica this time because we're just coming down on the tail end of our travels in Saba and Nevis and that kind of thing. And, you know, they had us going immediately when we got here to the island to jump in the water and get in there and do some diving. And like we mentioned, the frogfish, the seahorses, the barrel sponges, bigger than you know, buses. I mean, it's crazy. Some of the size of the marine life and the reef. But I mean, you know, we came here and we dove with a group that happened to be here at the same time. Some dive store operators in the U.S. Most of them were like from the southern U.S., I guess, right?
They were from the southeast United States, and that was an initiative of the government, the Discover Dominica Authority, our tourism board, and the Dominica Water Sports Association. And we brought down 7 different dive shops, 13 people from the southeast United States with Buddy and Joey Brown from Aquatics. And so you were on the dive boat with Dive Dominica on your first day.
Yeah, and they were great folks. You know, I felt like I was surrounded by Jerry the Diver Guy's family or something, because a lot of them were from like South Carolina, North Carolina, down there, and they had a little bit of, hey, man, come on down here and let's do some diving, Greg. Hey, I didn't know you were going to be cowboys here. Woo! And I mean,
I know who you were talking to.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was good though.
That was a frightening impersonation you just did there. I felt flashback to that day on the boat.
Yeah, did I nail it though?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Okay, absolutely. Well, thank you. And they're great folks. I love them to death. I mean, they're really nice folks. And the thing is, they saw us on the boat and said, "Hey, we didn't know you guys were going to be here," because they see us at the DEMA show and stuff. So we had a very nice visit with them on the boat as well.
Yeah, I think it's really fun to see, because we had that aquatics group coming down and Joey Brown and those guys, you know. So we were talking with Dive Dominica, and Daniel Perryman was there and the dive masters and everything, and you guys came down and sort of came in a little bit later, and it was like, oh, everybody knew you, you know, Dan knew you, all the guys from Dominica knew you, the dive masters all knew you, and then the group of aquatics turned around, and everyone's like, hey, Scuba, it's a scuba cowboy, it's the mermaids,
yeah,
you know? And it was just, I guess, sort of goes to show that, you know, everybody working together, build up the dive industry, how tight the dive industry is. And a lot of this came from dive shows and attending. And actually, one of the things I really liked about it was we had a government official there sort of watching this whole thing going on and saying, wow, you know, this really is a tight world and everybody does know each other. So, yeah, it was fun. And let's, you know, you keep talking about the seahorses and the frogfish, but you don't see that stuff unless you have people like Imran and
exactly.
Brad from Dive Dominica. Those guys,
they know their marine life. And what was funny is before we went down, you know, I know some of those guys from my previous visits. Stinger was wearing a Scuba Radio T-shirt, and I hadn't recognized, Imran. And they said before we went down, says, okay, look, he writes a lot of crap on his slate. And you're just going to have to ignore him. And I thought it was jokes. I thought he was going to go down there and write, hey, you look silly or something like that. So the first couple times because he would rattle his shaker and like, hey, look at my slate. And what he was doing was pointing out marine life. He did it so much, I just kind of tuned him out, figuring like, and then I realized I was missing half the marine life that he was showing. He literally did it so many times, it was crazy. I mean, with frog fish or, you know, an eel or something, I mean, he was pointing out all this stuff that, you're right, most people would just swim right by and not really know where to look or what kind of thing, and be able to identify it, not only identify it, but properly identify the technical name of it and the whole thing.
Absolutely. And I think that's something that the whole island and the whole dive industry in Dominique is really, really proud of, is that you have guys like Eamon and Brad on that dive. You had all those guys out there, and they were out there searching, looking for stuff, and he knows everything down there, and he knows where things live. He dives every single day, and it's so important to have dive guides like that are not working for one season or passing through the island. They're local people who have grown up in this dive industry. Eamon's been doing that. People have been doing this 20, 30 years.
He had so much fun. It was contagious and really set an amazing mood for the entire day of diving, and everybody loved it. That's what you get here in Dominica. We got hour two of Scuba Radio on deck. We're going to talk about the whales they have right here off the shore of Dominica year-round. That's coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.